This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. While the planters are going as fast as they can across Iowa fields, there's a lot of things that we have to take into account as we start this growing season. Weather has been the main catalyst to a lot of these changes, and the dryness in the soil is just the beginning of what the weather has been doing to our soil profiles. We talk with the folks at Valent right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Well, not only have we been dry, but Mother Nature did not give us a normal winter that froze the ground or even stunned the weed seeds that are in the ground. And so they have already gotten a head start as we're getting those planters rolling. Now, we know that there's a bevy of options available to farmers to get ahead of those quick-starting weeds. Will Griffin is with Valent, and he talks to us about why we should have Maverick on our radar.
The whole weather system, or lack of weather, you know, lack of ground cover, lack of snow, you know, we've gone through a year of winter where, outside of a big snow that y'all had early, really hadn't been much snow. So, you know, we don't have a deep frost, getting a lot of warm weather early, so we're going to see a lot of weeds germinating early. And it's really important to get out in front of that as quick as you can. You know, pre-emerge herbicides do the trick. Obviously, I'm very partial to Maverick, which is our three-way corn herbicide that we released last year. Very new into the market space. We're growing that market share pretty rapidly, and really excited about what it offers. It's a low-use product, so we can mix it with basically anything on the market space. It takes up a lot less room on a trailer, a lot less room in a tank, and you get a premium performance. And with the investment that most corn producers make in fall fertilization, those type things, the quicker we can get out in front of the weed germination, the less nutrients those weeds take up, and the more profitable we can be on a corn acre.
Griffin says that Maverick will give you blanket coverage of stubborn broadleaf weeds in the field.
You know, pigweed is probably the biggest one, obviously, we have. You know, it's one of those very broad spectrum. We have it's chlorpyrrolid, mesotrione, and pyroxysulfone. So we have a wide range of AIs in there to basically cover the entire weed spectrum that we get, from pigweed to ragweed in some places. And so, I mean, it's a really, really strong herbicide in the market space. Has a lot of flexibility from an application standpoint, like I said, from a use rate standpoint, provides flexibility to the farmer.
Griffin adds that Maverick also gives options to the applicator as well.
When we think about application, you know, we think about how can we maximize that. So, you know, looking at it from that perspective and the sustainability platform that you can use from not having to have so much product on a truck that you're back and forth all the time to fill a vehicle up. Those little things like that actually save time and save money. And I think those are things that, as producers in a really tight market, anything you can do to reduce cost is going to help you.
Learn more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.